Petersburg leaders haven't spent too much time campaigning for the borough since the local boundary commission held its hearings and approved the plan in late spring. Now that the state has scheduled a borough election, the city council is looking for ways to encourage a yes vote from the public. The council this week authorized city manager Steve Giesbrecht to take the lead. Giesbrecht wanted help from the schools and local residents, not just city officials, who are willing to serve on a borough promotion committee and speak in support of the borough plan.
You know, the folks of Petersburg are pretty discerning voters. They want to hear the facts. They don't want to have it rammed down their throats. They don't want fire and brimstone. What they want is simple information that explains why this is good for them and the people that live in this area.
Among other reasons, Petersburg officials have maintained that a borough will mean more money for local schools and give area residents more influence over development issues like roads and hydroelectric plants. Borough opponents have raised concerns about higher taxes and more government regulation. Councillor Don Koenig thought the city should organize some debates or forums on the issue.
I think, from my perspective, what needs to continue now is within the ensuing month and 2 months that remains to us before the vote, is we should endeavor to engage both those opponents and proponents of the borough in a couple of dialogues. You could call them a debate. What we seek is the facts, the truth, and what is being proposed in both one side or the other. What is substantiated by history, what's happened in the community, as example, Wrangell. I mean, they're very pleased with how that came down.
Other councillors and the manager didn't think the city needed to organize a debate. At this point, they thought the borough supporters needed to focus on getting their message out. Councillor Mark Jensen.
I think at this point, since we went through the Boundary Commission hearings and the pro and con, everybody got to, you know, state their opinion. I think at this point it's, the city's position to promote the borough to get the vote to pass.
Councillor Rick Braun suggested making use of the local paper.
Every week from now till the election, put an ad in the paper that discusses various issues about the borough.
Yeah.
Just very simple bullet points about the benefits and what the truth is about the transition. And every week, something, because we're getting hammered every week from the other direction, so
yeah,
we've got to counteract.
The council agreed to have the manager move ahead and put together a borough promotion committee. The city has already budgeted $7,500 for borough promotion. However, the council will vote to reaffirm that by ordinance later this month to make sure the city is in compliance with state election law. Meanwhile, would-be candidates for borough mayor, assembly, and other posts can now get their filing petitions from the Division of Elections. The deadline to file as a candidate is October 24th, and more information is available at elections.alaska.gov. In other news, Petersburg businesses will be able to offer their customers another day without sales tax later this month. The City Council scheduled a sales tax-free day for Friday, October 12th. The event's aimed at encouraging people to buy local. The first tax-free day was May 5th, and Chamber of Commerce Retail Committee Chair Savan Guthrie told the council that local retailers loved it.
It was fabulous for us as business, and I know that there's been some concerns as far as how much money the city is losing on these days, but with just discussions amongst ourselves, we can see that the money going back into building up of their properties by buying, you know, building supplies maybe helps to raise property taxes at some point as they do improvements. It's just, it's that whole money cycling through our community. So even if the city didn't get their 6% that day, hopefully there's another point. It'll come back around.
The Chamber of Commerce originally proposed the idea of having sales tax free days, and the council approved earlier this year. Businesses can choose not to participate. The city estimates the May event cost about $13,000 in tax revenue. Petersburg Power and Light will move forward with a new study of its projected revenues and costs. The council this week approved a $30,000 contract with the consulting firm of D. Hittle Associates for the work. And the council approved a $38,000 contract with Appraisal Company of Alaska for the 2013 property tax assessments. Also this week, some good news for the future of Mountain View Manor Assisted Living. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht told the council that the facility's financial situation looked to be on the upswing.
Every apartment is filled at Mountain View Manor in every piece of the operation. There are wait lists in elderly housing, the retirement community, and assisted living.
the new assisted living wing had been struggling with a number of vacancies, and that meant less revenue. The city spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to subsidize the manor since it was expanded in 2005. The new wing includes 12 assisted living apartments and another 8 regular units. Now, with a waiting list, Giesbrecht said elderly housing director Shilin Bell had gotten state certification to increase the number of assisted living residents to 30. There are currently 15 residents in assisted living.
That's our most needful group, people that need the most assistance, and also from the facility standpoint, we make the most money on that group. So we're now in the process of taking a hard look at that as far as what we can do. It probably going to actually involve some ordinance changes and some processes and procedures related to wait lists and things like that. But an example, the difference between a retirement apartment and an assisted living apartment, it's about $50,000 a year in revenue to the city, one apartment, one resident. So it has the potential, as long as this trend continues, that we have these long wait lists in assisted living, to actually put the facility in a position where it's breaking even or better.
In pursuing those potential changes, Giesbrecht stressed the city would need to be sensitive to residents already in the facility as well as those on the waiting list. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.